Did you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that there's only one you in the whole wide world, and that God loves you? There's nothing that can separate you from His love. I am Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible, verse by verse. First thing I want to do is to thank LaVonda Vestal, who's a good friend of mine, who is a Patreon sponsor for Pray Every Day. And LaVonda, thank you so much. She actually was a guest on the Restory Show, one of my other podcasts, and also the Restory Conference, which happened a couple years ago, and gave an amazing testimony of God's goodness in the midst of a very difficult upbringing. So she is a soul sister of mine, and I'm so grateful for her patronage. If this podcast has really blessed you and you'd like to give back a little bit to help with engineering, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday, and thanks in advance for doing that. I really appreciate it. Today we're reading from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27 in the NASB, the New American Standard Bible, and it says this: "Therefore, every one of you who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is a beautiful illustration. And again, Jesus, I just want to thank you for the metaphors that you give throughout the Gospels, the stories that you tell, the parables that you have, because they are 100% relatable to every human being on this planet. All of us understand storms. All of us understand rocks. All of us understand the falling of a home. We can see this in our mind, and because it's such a beautiful word picture, it stays with us. It sticks to our hearts. So thank you for giving us pictures like that, Jesus, throughout the Gospels. And Lord, this is a good vision for us, a good picture, because so many times we try to build our lives on the shifting sand of public opinion, or the shifting sand of living for our, what other people think of us, or the shifting sand of pursuing money or fame or glory or a perfect relationship. And when we try to build our lives on things that can ultimately not satisfy us, in other words, anything that's not you, those will inevitably fail us. And so, Jesus, I pray that you would help us to take some inventory today of those times and those places in our lives where we are walking on the sand and not on the rock. And help us to repent and choose to turn away from thinking wrongly that pursuing all these other things will bring us joy. They may bring temporary happiness, but inevitably they will not sustain us in a storm. I'm also heartened, Lord, about this particular parable, because it doesn't say, well, if you build on the rock and on Jesus, then no storms will ever come. It says the storms came, and they were just as furious for the person who had built their house on a rock versus the person who had built it on sand. The storms will come. You said, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And that's where the beauty comes in having a relationship with you, building our lives on the rock instead of the sand. Lord, I pray for those who are having storms. The winds are coming. They're blowing against the walls of our homes and our lives, and we're swaying in the midst of the wind. But Lord, anchor our feet to the rock. Anchor our home that we built to the rock. Help us to realize that even if everything is stripped away, the rock cannot be stripped. And even if we lose everything, and I know, Lord, for our family, having lost our home to a con man and really losing our economic viability for a period of time, we lost a lot. And I thought that I could never go through that. And yet it didn't matter. Ultimately, I had you, Jesus. And that finding out that I had to really trust you, and that you were trustworthy and worthy of me putting my faith in, and that everything else was fluff. It was just fluff. It didn't matter. Lord, bring us to that hard place, to that good, solid place where we realize that all the things we pursue, all the things we think we need to be happy, that none of that matters compared to the beautiful and amazing truth that we can know you. And knowing you is everything. Lord, I pray for the person today who maybe has built their life on sand and they don't yet know you, and they are experiencing the storms and they're being tossed aside and really unmoored and need to know that they are loved by you. I pray today would be the day that they just surrender their lives to you and just simply say, Jesus, I cannot live my life on my own terms. I cannot live it in my own strength. I'm tired of being enslaved to sin. I choose to follow you. I choose to accept your free gift of salvation because of what you've done on the cross to make me right with God the Father. And would you change my life? I repent. I turn from my old ways, and I ask that you would give me a brand new life with your Spirit inside of me. If that's you, and if you've prayed that prayer, you've just begun a brand new life with Jesus Christ. And it is a holy, exciting, beautiful adventure. And I'm so excited for you to start that adventure. If you made that commitment today and started that long journey of sanctification, which just simply means becoming more and more like Jesus, would you let me know by emailing me at mary@marydemuth.com? So Jesus, thank you for new life. Thank you. I just trust that this prayer that was prayed would be the beginning of new life for someone. And I thank you that you are the God who saves. I pray this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. And when life gets overwhelming and the storms come, look down at your feet because your feet are standing on the rock.